Welcome to the Doghouse on NTNRadio.com and Patreon on HTTP. I think it might be HTTPS now.
It probably is.
Patreon, patreon.com/NTN.
That's us.
That's not us.
That's not us.
No, that's them.
That's them.
They have to go there. Yes, they have to go there and be.
It's all you.
They have to go there and be patrons, or not?
Of the arts,
or not?
I'm going to start calling us arts. I put in for like some art.
Patron of the arts.
Yeah, we're going to be patron.
I think that may be a bit of a little bit of a stretch to in any way call us art.
I thought the F was silent.
Yeah, right. That's about as close to art as we get.
Yeah, it is an art form to some of us.
Yeah.
Hey, Warren, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Warren. Really appreciate it. You almost made it 2 weeks in a row.
Almost 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do with you guys.
I'm here. I made it 2 weeks in a row. He hasn't done that in a while.
I know. Isn't this crazy? It's like bizarro land.
I would have been here a lot more if we were doing them on the weekend.
No, so. I know. And we are doing this on the weekend.
We are.
So we actually
literally just got done watching the races.
I did. And it sucks. We have a lot to talk about. We have the races to talk about.
We have races.
There's a ton of silly season news. A little bit of an I told you so news, a little bit of a what's going on news, a little bit of weird news. So where do you want to start? Let's start with the races.
Yeah.
And then what we'll do is we'll just try banging out some news.
Yeah.
And wherever we end up, and we'll have plenty to talk about next week.
There you go. Okay, well, let's talk Moto 2.
Well, let's talk Moto 3. I've never even heard of the guy.
Okay. Okay. Well, number one, we should have mentioned that it was extremely wet in Spain.
Yeah, and some
The rain in Spain falls mainly
in Valencia.
Yeah, there you go.
Cananku.
Cananku.
I don't even know what he's pretty.
He's pretty famous. He's probably from. Where's he from? From like Nigeria or
no idea. I'm going to guess someplace that they have a tropical rainforest.
Yeah, he didn't seem like he was too fazed by the rain.
Yeah. So, Turkey. Do they even have rain in Turkey? T-U-R, right? That's Turkey.
Yeah, T-U-R would be Turkey. I guess that's Turkey.
Okay. I mean,
I would have made Turkey.
It could be Thanksgiving weekend, right? The guy from Turkey wins.
The guy from Turkey wins. That's right. Yeah.
All right. That's logical.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, congratulations. His only score. I mean, he did it pretty good. The only points he scored all year was a win.
Yeah, that's pretty good. If you're going to do it, that's the way to do it.
Go big or go home.
That's right. Take all the races off to the last one and then win.
Yeah. So, we can get into Moto 2. I just thought some guy who comes in and punches out wins. The one race he makes.
And did he even score any points this season?
25.
Yeah, today.
Yeah, it was today. Yes. It was like, I'm not sure. I got to go back and look. I don't even know if he raced before.
Yeah, I don't remember ever hearing his name.
No,
He was not in the top 15 that usually compete at the end of the race.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't in the top 30 that usually compete.
Anyways, well, congratulations. I'm glad to hear that somebody who hasn't won all season wins a race.
Yeah, that was nice.
We'll get into that in a minute.
Then we got to Moto 2.
Moto 2 is actually, it was kind of entertaining. And I think actually because the track was not nearly as wet as it was in Moto 3, it was starting to get, not dry. I wouldn't say dry, but there wasn't as much pooling of water as there was. And I actually think that caused more problems for some of the racers than the totally wet surfaces in the commentators made that comment as well, that the racers preferred it when it was fully wet and there was standing water than when there were areas where the water had drained really well on the track, because at that point, those seemed to be the slicker parts of the track. So, which is sort of interesting because there was a lot of crashing that went on.
Just MotoGP and Moto 2 was just attrition.
Yeah, and apparently the track conditions weren't favorable for Franco Bagnaia whatsoever.
No.
Because he basically sat down at, what, like 13th, 12th, and 13th back and forth for much the whole race.
But he's got the championship locked up. There's no sense getting hurt.
Yeah.
What are you racing for?
Yeah, but he had it locked up, and we could talk about somebody else who had no chance of actually changing his position whatsoever, who raced really hard.
He wanted the win.
Well, he wanted the win. I understand he wanted the win, but my point is it wasn't the championship was over. Right, why would he risk it? He's moving to MotoGP too, right?
Yeah, but okay, you can move to GP as one of two ways. a champion or the last race winner.
Yeah, or neither. No, there's multiple ways.
Right, or crash out. But I'm just saying.
You could go into the 2019 season like some people in MotoGP did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, oh, my shoulder is over there.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I don't know if I would have risked riding really hard.
I tell you what, the one thing I will say about him, we're talking about Oliveira if you haven't figured it out. The one thing I will say about him, and maybe it's a pure, maybe it's a sandbagging thing, but I don't think so. I actually, in a way, I kind of think that he feels that it doesn't matter where he qualifies, he's capable of winning a race. And I don't know, it's almost like part of the challenge to him. He's been doing this all season long.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there are different ways racers look at qualifying.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Some racers don't care. Some guys think that to get into a good rhythm on the track, you have to pass people.
Yeah, well, that's a big deal with Jorge Lorenzo.
Yeah.
Jorge Lorenzo does not like racing in packs. In fact, he's horrible at it.
Right, but other guys like it. They feel like it, it sharpens them a little.
Yeah.
And maybe Oliveira's one of those guys, and, you know, it doesn't seem to bother him. I know some guys that race, and they use qualifying as just an extra test session. They're like, you know what, that where you start doesn't – how many times – I mean, look at World Superbike. That sport, they prove more than anybody, qualifying position doesn't actually matter.
No, qualifying position doesn't actually matter. Talent's much more important. I will say, from a standpoint of racing fun, I always felt it was more fun to actually pass people on the track. It's very stressful to be leading. The whole race.
Yeah.
It's very, very stressful. Fortunately, I didn't have that experience very often.
Oh, no.
But I will say that passing people and catching up and overtaking people to me was always the most fun in racing when I could do that. When someone gets so far ahead you can't catch them, it's like becomes very boring. Or when you're far, you know, when you have a big gap between you and the person behind you and the person in front of you, it's like
I get people say, you know, you race the track. But sometimes although it's wrong, right? It's statistically wrong. It's data wrong. Mm-hmm. I feel some guys get faster when they race with somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Even though the racing action itself slows you down, it kind of shows you, oh, I can take that turn a little wider. I can cut that brake a little later because you're trying to work past that guy.
Yeah.
And you're pushing your limits.
Yeah, especially when you got some guy that's within catching distance in front of you. If you've got somebody who's, you know, a few hundred yards in front of you or less, and you have a reasonable chance of being able to catch them, and I know nobody thinks about it in time, right? But if somebody's like less than a second in front of you and you have a realistic chance of being able to chase them down, it does make you faster. I mean, maybe not fast enough to catch them, but it does. It also causes you to push probably beyond your limits on occasion.
Right. So it runs
as well.
Up the risk.
But that's what the fun is when you actually can start being able to read names and things like that. That's when you get really charged up, right?
Yeah.
When you can read the guy's name on his back or I guess in MotoGP on his butt. But, I mean, that's really what gets you sort of charged up. And also when you can watch somebody else's lines and then say, I can do a different line that he can. He's tied to this line. So,
right, but, oh, he's faster me in that corner.
Yeah, right.
And then
you
break free, and I think a lot of times you're actually faster. That's why you guys see guys who come from, like, fifth, and they break free, and all of a sudden they're in second, or they can come to the lead.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily know, you know, with Oliveira, I don't think he sandbags it. I just don't think he cares. Not cares, but like if I can learn by following somebody else in qualifying, is actually better than where I've qualified.
And it's difficult to sandbag because if you sandbag, you stand a real risk of ending up starting in 20th place. And then you got a much tougher job ahead of you.
Big problem.
I think what he does is he just has a relaxing qualifying run. He doesn't feel like he needs to be in the front.
Yeah, you don't need to throw the bike away in qualifying. You don't need to get hurt in qualifying. You don't need to do any of that.
Yeah,
stuff.
He doesn't.
You just need to qualify.
Yeah, and he does. I mean, he doesn't. That's the one thing about Miguel Oliveira is like, how many times do you see him go down, period? Either in practice or qualifying? Not much. He doesn't make many mistakes.
Yeah, so. I mean, so he ended up winning.
Yep.
I have no idea who Iker Lacuna.
Oh, Lackawanna?
Lackawanna. Is that how you say
that?
Lackawanna?
Yeah.
I know.
He's
idea.
Been out there all season long.
I think
he got a podium, and this was like his first top 10 finish. So he got all the way up to a podium.
Yeah.
which was pretty good. So his name gets mentioned every now and then, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, and then you got, then you had Alex Marquez.
Alex Marquez, who should have walked away with the race, but Alex's Marquez, his middle name is Pick It Up from the ground.
And he's definitely not his brother.
No, he's right? definitely not
he's
his brother.
Definitely not his brother.
No, no, no.
I don't know. You're going to see him in the premier class eventually because he is his brother, because his brother is. But I don't know if you're going to see him on a quality ride there.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think you're going to see him on a factory ride. There's no way. He's just not amongst the elite riders.
No, he's not. He'll get there a name.
This was a walk in the park for him until he didn't know how to manage his lead. He just not how to manage a lead.
He
pushed and he wrecked, which he does.
Yeah.
More than anybody else that I could think of, Alex Marquez wrecks.
Yeah.
That's expensive for a team.
Yes. Luca Marini, who I picked in the pool, he's on the pole. He's been on a bit of a upswing. I look for good things for him next year.
Yeah. I think so, too. I think he's a very talented rider. I thought that was a bit of a stretch for you to pick him today, just given that that's like
I had to stretch.
Two in a row would be a bit much to ask.
Yeah,
right?
So. I had to be. Well, I was hoping for a top three.
Yep.
It was just a little.
Well, he did. He actually got a top three. He was one of the top three to crash.
Oliveira crashed. Yeah, he definitely was one of the first three to crash.
Yep.
Like you said, Bagnaia just kind of sat back there. It was a wet race, which normally I enjoy wet races.
Mm-hmm.
It was still entertaining. It just was.
I think it was. I think.
And anytime you get strangers up front.
Yeah. And that's the thing you get with wet races, right? You get those people who otherwise would not ever be in the top 10 that are in there and they're competitive. I thought it was really good. You always think about the bikes that are really good. Now, the interesting thing was, and I just sort of missed this, and maybe you guys talked about it on the show before, was the fact that they're going away from Honda engines next year. I didn't realize this.
Yeah, we talked about that in the springtime.
Okay, I missed that completely. So what are they going to be using now?
Other motors.
other motors, really?
No, I don't remember who they were. I think it's KTM.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
What about Pacini not being able to get a ride?
Not surprising, because Pacini came out like a world killer and then didn't do anything.
Yeah. Triumph Motors, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I couldn't remember. We talked about it so
let's go
ago.
Away from the most reliable engines to...
To Triumph.
Okay.
Which makes next year a complete crapshoot.
Yeah.
Who can make a Triumph run a long time? I don't know.
Haven't
not Triumph.
Haven't seen one. The interesting thing about it is, where is Triumph competing in Moto 2 or Moto or
maybe
any
CEV?
Of them?
CEV. I don't know.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen any.
I've seen Triumphs in British Superbike. I've seen Triumphs in
when they made the announcement. I thought, wow, Triumph's spending a lot of money.
Well, I will bet you Triumph just bid the best price for building the motors.
Dorna was like, oh, yeah.
They're not giving those motors away, so.
No. So, that'll be interesting next year. We'll talk about that a little bit more over the off season, when we're doing our little silly season stuff. But, yeah, pretty much Moto 2, I wasn't surprised by Oliveira winning. I wasn't really surprised by Bagnaia not really putting in the effort.
Yeah.
Lackawanna there making the podium was a bit of a surprise. Marquez wiping out and have to come back, wasn't it?
Alex Marquez wrecking. You know, the thing about it was, when Marquez was way ahead, and I was watching the race and I was saying, I wonder how long it's going to take for him to wreck. I was like,
this isn't going to last.
Yeah, nope. And I actually, because I knew I'd picked Oliveira, I said, this is good because Oliveira is going to win because he's going to wreck.
Yeah. So,
which is exactly what happened. No surprises.
Yeah. And then we got the big race.
Then we got the big race, which was, again.
Big race, big wrecks.
Yeah, big race, lots of wrecks.
Lots of wrecks.
Lots of wrecks. And, are you still of the mindset that Jorge Lorenzo is actually going to do well on the Honda next year?
Yes.
Okay, we got to do we're going to have like a side bet.
I don't want to say he's going to do well on the Honda. I'm going to say he's going to cause enough of a problem in the Honda garage.
Yeah, that
he'll lead the Hondas, and because the Hondas are having a whole problem, will open up the entire field, and your champion will probably be him or Rossi.
Okay, well, that's an interesting thing. Okay, I'm going to completely disagree with every point you just made. And what I'm going to tell you is that, yes, he may create dissension on the team. I think that's what he's best at. I think that actually opens up opportunities for the new GP19 bike that they got with the new motor, right? For right? I think that opens up opportunities for Ducati next year, actually.
Well, wait till we get to my little news, and
okay,
maybe you
okay,
won't.
Okay, well, hang on a second. And the other thing also is that, you know, he's like a lot of people that are locker room poison, right? So he's going to be team poison next year. But I think he's going to, my opinion, by midseason, I think he's a Danny Pedrosa in that in there. We'll see.
He is too much locker room poison.
I agree that he's locker room poison.
And he, look at him. When he's causing poison is when he's fastest.
Okay.
I truly believe he is fastest when the locker, when the team trailer is in chaos. He rises.
Okay, well, let me ask you.
He's like the Silver Surfer. It's like there's death coming.
Let me ask
Here's
you this.
Jorge Lorenzo.
Do you think at this point in his career, and this point in Marquez's career, he's a better rider?
Yes.
At this point in his career? Really?
Than Lorenzo?
No. Do you think that Lorenzo, at this point in his career, is
a better rider than
Marquez
than
point? Right now, in today's lack of term dollars, okay, today is Lorenzo a better rider?
I don't know, and I will find out in Qatar next year.
Okay, so here, I'll tell you this, and you'll have this on tape, okay? I don't even think there's a comparison at this point in careers.
You know, they're so different style of riders.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think
Jorge Lorenzo wears
Marquez
a pink tutu.
Yes.
He quits all the time. And you got to say one thing about Marquez. He doesn't quit.
Marquez is the young guy that Marquez is Josh Herring going to Moto 2.
Okay. Fair.
Everything's going great. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm on top of the world. Mm-hmm. And he runs into the Moto 2 bus where it's like you're on a crappy bike, almost a dance word. You're on a crappy bike on an underfunded team, and his world came crashing down.
Yep.
And it's taken him 2 years to recover.
Yep.
Okay? That's Marquez right now. He's on that everything's going my way train to being the GOAT.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. And his wall isn't Moto 2. His wall is his boyfriend, Jorge Lorenzo, who's going to come in there, and he's going to cause so much problems just being Jorge.
Yep.
That it's going to be a disaster, and it's going to take Marquez 2 years because he's not going to know what to do with somebody that's screwing up his qualifying time. He's not going to know what to do with somebody that's doing all this other stuff. And Lorenzo's very smooth. He's going from a bike that is not his riding style to a bike that definitely is his riding style.
No, not even close.
Oh, the Honda's a much smoother bike than the
just about the time that he actually got used to riding the Ducati,
when they changed it all for him,
right? Which Honda, by the way, won't do. Okay, because there's no question who number one rider is at Honda.
There is, in my opinion.
No, I don't even think it's even close. You're going to say the guy that's won 4 championships for Honda is not the number one rider? I'm going
to
serve you a banquet of crow next year.
I'm saying Lorenzo wouldn't go anywhere.
You're
going
to want to move the show back
one.
To Tuesday nights. You're going to have to listen to me, okay? Yeah. You wait and see. First of all, I think a couple things. I think.
Are you back to eating like a man? We could put 5 guys on this.
I'll tell you what. Okay, okay. I'll put a. Here's the bet. If you really want to have this, we already have technically a gentleman's bet. Lorenzo would win more races next year than Marquez, right? Okay, so we did that. So let's convert that into something tangible, okay? Okay, you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah, he's worried.
Normally
he's
do
worried.
Food.
Okay,
but...
yes. We'll do food, but with on a bonus plan, okay? Okay. A meal at your choice in this area of restaurant. Yours or mine?
Manassas?
No,
well, we gotta
this
go
area,
someplace nicer than
this
that.
Area is Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia.
It can get pricey. Are you ready for this?
Here's the problem is...
I can't tell you, Ken likes Morton's. Okay.
Oh, jeez. The problem is I know what you're going to do. You're going to be like, I'm going to pick a seafood restaurant.
No, it's Morton Steak.
I know, but you're going to be like, let's go to Captain D's just so I can't eat.
Yeah, no. I should get it by me. I'm not forcing you to eat, Phil. I've never had to force you to eat. So
let me think about that.
Okay, you think about it.
Next week.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Yep.
That is a big one. I think I will enjoy eating at McDonald's. Anyways, but yeah, and then I think you got... I can't imagine the Yamaha stays bad again.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Well, you said this Yamaha stays bad. I'm not 100% convinced that, and I don't know because I can't see the inner workings of the team. But something happened between the off season last year and this season this year where that bike was crap. Okay, what happened? It wasn't a demonstrably different bike.
I think it's an electronics thing.
Maybe they didn't adapt like Honda did.
I think Honda and Ducati adapted to the electronics, and Yamaha missed it.
And they might have, but then by mid-season they should have got the kinks worked out.
I think it's worse than that. I actually don't think they have any idea how to do it.
Well, maybe not.
I think they're not on the right brain path.
If that's what it is, then I could see Yamaha will be raiding somebody from either Ducati or Honda in the offseason.
Yeah, and that announcement might be coming soon.
Okay.
Right? Because this week in the news was Casey Stoner and Ducati to end collaboration.
Okay. I'm not totally surprised.
I'm not surprised, but with that and knowing that Yamaha's struggling, I can't see and seeing what helping Ducati, what Casey Stoner did helping Ducati, I can't see Yamaha not calling them up and being like, so Casey Stoner, here's millions of dollars.
Yeah, but if their problems the electronics, Casey Stoner would be no help with that. He can give you seat of the pants recommendations, but that's not like a complete engine control, engine management system.
Yeah, but I think their problem is that they don't know how to adjust it to make it right. Maybe they need somebody to be out there.
They need a technical person is what they need. They need the kind of guy that could write the software for those things.
Maybe.
They need their own Travis.
Yeah, I'll sell them Travis.
Sell them Travis. I'll sell them Travis. I won't even ask much.
I will.
Really? I wouldn't. With Travis, you don't have to go very high to price yourself out of the market.
Oh, you're so mean. He's so in love with your car, too.
I know he is. Yeah, because he's a liberal.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry that he's a liberal.
That's right. Everybody sees that car and thinks like I've suddenly gone green. I said, yeah, I drive my Tesla on the way to go eat red meat.
I just tell people Ken never wanted to pay for gas again.
That's exactly what it is.
Listen, I got it. I'm getting a Tesla.
I've always wanted to live
a charging station at his
work. What? From when I was a young kid, when I was first getting to the point where I could drive, right? So I was in my teens and everything. And I wanted, one of my dreams was if I could live on a farm, that I had my own gas tank there with a pump and pump my own gas there. Because I grew up during the oil crisis, right? Where we waited in line hours to get gas. So to me, that was like a major goal. The idea that I could drive into my garage and plug in to me was always interesting, right? But I love the tech. So it's more tech than anything.
Yeah, and I'm sure where you work has a free charging station.
They actually don't.
I'm sure that's in the, for us to go green, we need to have one of these.
I wouldn't need it, though, Phil, because
you would, because you wouldn't ever charge at home. You'd be like, wait a second, they'll pay for my fuel.
But it's like, the cost, and I'll see when I get my first electric bill. But based on what I know, and charging overnight in Virginia actually is really cheap. So, I mean.
Can you write it off as a green thing? Plus, you get to use the HIV lanes.
Well, I get a $7,500 tax credit when I file my taxes.
And you get to use the HIV lanes.
I don't think that's true in Virginia.
Yeah, it's a clean car, clean emissions.
No, I don't think it's true in Virginia. I think they ended that. I don't think they do anymore.
Man, I thought you were
going to go. Because used to be when you got them, you got those plates, right? The special plates where that would let you get into the – you can't even get those anymore.
Oh, that sucks for you.
Because technically it used to be you could do it for hybrids too. And I have a hybrid – as well, and I couldn't. So
yeah,
yep.
That sucks. So we got about 5 minutes left. What do we want? Let's talk about. We'll stay in the MotoGP world. We're going to save our Moto America and AFT and all. And I want to talk two things before we go.
Mm-hmm.
One is we forgot to mention last week that there will be no Laguna Seca for World Superbike this year. We have lost our World Superbike race.
So there's no World Superbike race
in the U.S.
Well, you have to make room for those 3 month breaks.
Yeah, well, right? And they picked up like Poland and South Africa or something.
Mm, cool. So there's no U.S. round at all.
No U.S. round.
We used to have two or three. Did we have three at one point?
Did we have three?
For some reason, I want to say we had three at one point.
Maybe we did.
Yeah. One year, a couple years. Yeah, I thought we did.
I don't know. It seems so long ago that we even had
one. Yeah, I mean, at least we still have two. We still have two MotoGP stops in the U.S.
No.
Indianapolis and in Austin,
they don't go to Indy anymore.
That's just not right.
I know.
There was no Indy races here, huh?
No, there hasn't been for like 3 years. Where have you been?
No, I don't think it's been 3 years.
Uh-huh.
You mean the last one was like when I went?
I think it was the year after.
Did I kill it? Did I kill it?
I think so. They were like, who's the guy in the
wow.
Tesla? That's screw that guy.
Yeah, right.
We're canceling. I want to say, okay, it was before I moved out into where I'm living, so it's at least 4 years.
You've been out there 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years.
Jeez.
4 years this January.
I would have guessed you've been out there like two.
4 years this January.
Where does the time go, Phil?
I don't know. We're getting.
I've lost all track of time.
It's almost time for you to go to Florida.
Well, you know, I'm coming up to the second anniversary on my job, and I can't believe that.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Right. And I thought I was retired.
Yeah, you are retarded.
Well, that's cool. Only thing I'll say is that today's race in MotoGP told me one thing. Beyond the Phil singing glory days, right?
Glory days.
Okay. That, you know, it's time. It's time for Rossi to hang it up. It really is. Okay, when he doesn't win a race a whole season, when he wrecks two races in a row, okay, it's time for him to hang it up. I understand
right.
He could have won the race today. I understand that. But the point is that you got to stay upright, right? You got to stay upright and, you know,
so
it's time for him to hang it up because I think he risks going out on a bad.
Yeah, that's what
going out
about.
On bad terms, which I don't think is good for him.
So. They announced this week, and we only got like a minute and a half to talk about this, and maybe we'll continue it next week. They announced the people riding in the Moto E World Cup, which is the electric bikes for Moto E. That's why I brought up your car.
Yeah.
Right? There's some names in it. Alex DeAngelos.
Oh, yeah.
Nicholas Terrell.
Yeah.
Herrera. Javier Simeon.
Hmm.
Randy DePunier. Nicola Canepa.
Canepa.
Yeah, whatever.
These are all guys that have not had a ride for a few years.
No, but there's also a lot of guys who are like current Moto 3 guys.
Yeah.
Nicky Tulili, Mike DiMagello, Bradley Smith, who lost his ride. Sete Gibberno, how do you say it?
I don't know.
The French guy that Rossi
I don't
said
know.
He'll never win another race again.
I don't know.
Gibberno. Lorenzo Salvadori, like some of these guys are like Moto 3 guys that are punting on trying to get to Moto 2.
And some of these guys have actually been in Moto 2.
And right.
I mean, Salvadori's been around for a while.
Yeah, and Sete, didn't he?
I think this is basically a collection of people who don't have rides.
Yeah, but there's some big names in it.
Yeah, well.
I was kind of surprised. I thought it was going to be like when they started doing the E Formula One car things, and there was like nobody you've ever heard of.
It ought to be interesting. One of the things that I think makes
MotoGP riders, including Sete Gibberno, who was a twice MotoGP runner up, two former Moto 3 FIM racers, just a whole bunch. I mean, two FIM endurance champs.
No, the good thing is with batteries, you don't have to worry about endurance. Right.
You're a bad person.
I am.
That's what she said. I think I'm supposed to say
yes,
there.
Yes.
But yeah, so there's a lot. So we got next week, we got a bunch of news, and I know people are like, oh, why didn't you get to it? Because we got a bunch and we got no racing to talk about. So it'll be a good time. We'll talk some news, and we also need to talk about Fanati.
Fanati?
Yeah, Fanati.
Fanati, isn't that another VR46 guy?
Yeah, well, he was the guy that got suspended forever for pulling the brakes.
Yeah, reaching over.
Yeah, yeah, so suspended forever meant till next year. So we'll be back. We got an announcement here. He's going to be running and stuff in the FIM World Championship next year.
Cool.
Told you that was going to happen. Warren will be back next week. Who knows? I'm just saying that.
Right. We should say it every week just in case he actually shows.
Yeah, just in case he actually shows up. And this has been The Doghouse here on NTN.com. Ken, where else can they hear us?
Patreon.
And how much does that cost them?
As little as $1 a month.
To
get exclusive content that's not so exclusive.
Yeah, exactly. It's just
But you're helping us out.
Yes.
Which is the most important
thing. That really matters.
It really is all that matters.
All right, we'll be back next week.